All right, we're going to do a little bonus, bonus track.
You should have done some Don Ho.
No.
No,
we need
no
energy.
Ho?
No ho.
No
ho.
No, you got the other ho.
This is starting well.
It's a bonus track, okay?
So we last left off. Bree and I went to the carnival party, and of course, Bree, now you've been on another journey to really turn your life around and do some. You're into a lot of self fulfillment and self help now, right? And all that.
Yeah, I after retirement and after my kids moved off to do their own lives, how dare they? I fell into serious depression.
Yeah.
Didn't even really want to recognize it. You know, because the Minnesota way of growing up and Scandinavian and all was just, you know, just stuff it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be stuffed, and it came out in awfully bad ways. And
mm-hmm.
I was on a track of self-destruction,
mm-hmm.
Alcohol, drugs, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in recovery, and part of my journey in recovery is my Hawaiian episodes, learning hula, and just trying to do other healthy things,
mm-hmm.
but also digging deep into why recovery is so important and how isolating and pretending that it doesn't exist will never work. It will only send you into relapse after relapse. And in my case, you know, self-destructive ways, I used to love to drive real fast under the influence, and I got caught. And so I believe that the last public entity of me online in the digital world is the DUI mugshot, and it's horrible to have that as the last thing. And so rather than actually drop off the face of the planet, I just went to the middle of the ocean and decided this would be a good place to, you know, recuperate, recover, and acknowledge that sometimes in senior years, after you've had a big adrenaline rush of a career and kids and marriages and all of that, when all of that is over, what do you do with yourself?
Exactly.
I don't surf. I don't have those physical attributes that allow me to surf and do a lot of other real physical things. I've lived a life in my brain and my head and very little in my heart and my gut.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to tune into my heart and my gut and somehow, you know, make it all come together in recovery in senior age. And so I'm really digging in on how the senior years can affect your ability to cope with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
God willing, I have more good years. I want my kids to remember me as a healthy woman in the later years. I mean, I'm single, and I'm, you know, really aware that depression is part of the aging process.
But you've developed a pretty good social network there as well, right? Because I think that helps in also keeping the body moving and the right. You're doing the hula, and I think you're doing.
I just started hula dance, and it's kind of funny because, you know, it's really sign language in sexy dancing action.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine my special digits waving words to unsuspected audiences, and you know that's my dark humor coming. but it definitely is important to have the physical stuff, even you know, as you age and get limited, it's even more important. But, you know, mentally, it's so essential to have people around, to be part of it, mainly to give back, mainly to be of service somehow. And so many of the recovery community efforts are about how do we serve other people with depression, with diseases of isolation. Now the United States, which is falling in its longevity rating, is seeing how these diseases of despair, addiction, and other diseases of despair, malnutrition, how it's affecting the United States ranking in longevity.
Yeah.
This is now the conversation we're hearing in every radio outlet, every podcast that matters that's about health and aging. And we have all of these baby boomers like me with energy, with multiple careers, multiple kinds of histories. And if we have nothing to share, then we're losing a tremendous resource.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot to share, and it's very important that we find a way to do it, to give
back. As far as diet, what's the food like? Hawaii, do they grow a lot of their own food, or do they import a lot? Because I know it's pretty.
Well, they import a lot of Spam. That's true. Some parts are meat.
Uh-huh.
But when I was there a month ago, they had all the restaurants had just gotten a fresh catch of onaga, a white
fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Red snapper.
We have
so incredible
amazing
onaga.
The fish here is spectacular, of course. And, I mean, I've learned to eat as much of the fish fresh that I can get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, available here a lot. So, yeah, I love all cuisine wherever I travel. Mm. I am an adventurous person that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, Joe, for the record, it is impossible to speed in Hawaii.
Why? Because of the roads are, they have a lot of cops, or why?
It's all primarily single lane.
Ah.
So that's right.
Oh, really?
Really?
It is true. Because you can't build many more highways around these mountains.
You mean there's no two?
We have the Kamehameha Highway, which is a two-lane. It's only when you're on H1, H2, H3 that you have
and
wider lanes than
in
that.
In fact, they have minimum speed signs to give tickets to those of us who drive
you
way too
to
slow.
You mean to tell me you can get in a head-on really easily, you're telling me? It's just one lane and it's not two lanes?
No, one lane each way.
Oh, one lane
but
each way.
But you can't speed that.
Oh, kind of like
speed.
Kind of like
speed.
In Florida, the what is it, the causeway that goes way out to
the
Keys.
Yeah, I mean, get in line, chill out.
Wow, how about that?
It's good.
Yeah, well, the little driveway to my house is just filled with serious potholes.
And nobody
honks.
I
drive a little Fiat 500, so it's very low to the ground. It's not exactly perfect for Hawaii. It was great in Venice, California, but not so perfect out here.
Gotcha.
And I've torn out the bottom of my little Fiat a little bit on my potholes. But
nobody honks. It's very uncool to honk your horn.
That's
in
so
Hawaii.
True, Richard.
Yeah,
it's a phenomenon
honks.
Out here.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
You can be stuck on your cell phone at a stoplight. Of course, I would never do that. and you know, I hope that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will start to really pay attention to that and really outlaw all of our uses, including when we cross the streets, because there are so many pedestrians getting hit now because they're distracted drivers hitting pedestrians and distracted pedestrians, you know, walking out into traffic. It's just a disaster.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you can be at a stoplight here and just really lollygagging and no one honks.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a honk, it's like a little toot that's like half a fart.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, mentioning longevity, you are in a good place because Hawaii, I think, has some of the longest living people there, as I think Utah's another place, and I think Loma Linda is another place because they watch their diet and their bad habits. So,
yeah, we eat more fresh fruit out here. It's true, and even folks using food stamps can get more access to fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have a humongously growing population needing food stamps. This is another part of America that is a sad, sad story about progress in America.
Yeah. But, Bree, it's been an absolute
Bree,
pleasure
really appreciate
talking
it.
With you. Yeah, thank you so
we'll
much.
We'll visit you in Hawaii.
Okay, my friend.
Oh, please do. Look me up, Richard. I'd love to show
we'll
you
do.
Guys around.
Yeah, and then we want to see you when you get back here as well. So, okay, Bree.
You
we'll
betcha. I want to come out live with you.
You got it, babe.
All right.
All right, good talking with you. Good. We'll talk
thank
soon.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Joey.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. That was Bree Walker, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.